Game Show right here on WRCO Sports. Join us for Dodgeville and Richland Center Friday night.
It is 49 degrees at WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The government shutdown will likely last until at least Friday, when the Senate reconvenes to consider once again passing stopgap funding bills. Republicans support a short-term measure to fund the government at current levels through November 21st, but Democrats blocked it, wanting to reverse Medicaid cuts in President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill. House Republican Conference Chair Lisa McClain.
I think as soon as the Democrats begin to get some pressure and feel that heat, I think that they are actually going to come around to, hey, it is a clean CR. Let's do the right thing and fund the government.
Lisa Cook keeps her job for now. The Supreme Court Wednesday declining to act on the Trump administration's effort to immediately remove her as a Federal Reserve governor. The High Court will hear the case in January. A suspected gas explosion is being blamed for the partial collapse of a 20-story public housing tower in the Bronx in New York. No injuries were reported. This is ABC News. There'll no longer be a Starbucks in every corner in the Big Apple.
Residents and tourists in New York City may have to walk a few more blocks to get that pumpkin spice latte or other favorite Starbucks beverage. The Seattle-based company reviewed locations nationwide and in a cost-saving measure is shrinking its footprint across the Big Apple, shuttering underperforming stores. Nearly three dozen Starbucks locations will close across New York City immediately. The company says it will work to relocate as many employees as it can or aim to offer severance pay. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
An Idaho judge is blocking the release of some graphic photos taken by investigators after Brian Koberger killed four University of Idaho students in 2022. It's fun to get lost. That's the mantra of Taylor Cooley, whose family owns Cool Patch Pumpkins in Northern California, home to a 40-acre corn maze that takes 45 minutes to complete. The maze even features five bridges that rise above the stalks. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 82 degrees. Also, southeast to south wind between 5 and 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and mild, a low of 59. Friday, mostly sunny, record heat possible, a high of 88. Balmy Friday night with lots of stars and a low of 62. Saturday, mostly sunny, breezy and hot. Record highs possible again, a high of 89. Sunday, partly sunny, still rather warm. A slight chance of a shower by evening. A high Sunday of 84 degrees. Monday's high, 68, with a 50% chance of showers in the early morning. Currently in Richland Center on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it reads 49 degrees.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
Good morning. Today is Thursday, October 2nd. It is time for us to officially begin the broadcast day.
Your name, you will always be much more to me every day I wrestle with the voices that keep telling me I'm not right, but that's alright.
Mercy me, as we start the day in a positive way, and during homecoming week, our national anthem performed by the Richland Center High School Pep Band. Hello there, friends. A Thursday coming at you, October 2nd. It feels more like July 2nd, maybe. I don't know. It will later. High temperatures in the low 80s as we head along on our merry way today. Things are just fine in Sextonville. Things are doing well. Our gardens and flowers still green and growing. I like that. I mean, yeah, it's a little warm, but nice to see the growing season continue. And we've had about maybe a second or third crop of string beans coming back. But they're all done. All of a sudden, boom! I'm full of beans again, believe it or not. Phil Nee with you on the old Agnew Malkow Show. Here's Gary Morris.
I'm headed for a heartache. Better stop before it's too late. It's a chance that I gotta take. I should
just goes along, standing by my side, sitting home alone. I'll never know what keeps her hanging on. When anybody else would be long gone. But once in a blue moon, I'll do something right. And once in a blue moon, I'll make her feel so fine. I can make
Thomas Conley, Once in a Blue Moon on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show. Reminding you, an American Red Cross blood drive will be held at St. Cecilia Parish in Wisconsin Dells from 9:30 until 2:30 today. For any of the appointments needed for Southwestern and South Central Wisconsin appointments, you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org. In recognition of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, the Richland Hospital and Clinics will be open from 10 until 6 on Thursdays for walk-in mammograms. No appointment or pre-authorization is necessary. Also, you can check out more, find out the information you need at 608-647-6321.
Pour a cup and turn up the dial. The Light in the Milk House Show is on the air, fueled by Brouhaha, your hometown roaster.
It takes an outstanding team to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds in top shape year-round, and now you can be a part of it. They're looking for a full-time golf and grounds equipment maintenance and repair technician. If you enjoy troubleshooting and putting your mechanical skills to work, this is your chance to join a dedicated crew. Call 608-935-3639 extension 1201 or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Apply today and help keep something truly special running smoothly.
Since 1986, Lime Ridge Ag has been a partner with livestock and crop growers in the area. They have also helped support the community, schools, organizations, and people in need. And the primary ability for them to give back is with the support the community has shown them. Thanks for nearly 40 years of feeding your dairy, your hogs and beef, your poultry, pets, horses, and show animals. Thanks for the opportunity to provide agronomy-based products as well as feed and grain handling equipment. Lime Ridge Ag, helping grow nutritionally sound beef, pork, and dairy products.
Water is essential to life, and at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, that belief drives their commitment to the community. With over 50 years of experience, they provide professional, reliable water system services for residential, agricultural, and commercial needs. Whether it's installation or repairs, their team is available 24/7, 365 days a year, ensuring your water system is always in top shape. For trusted service in Richland Center and the surrounding areas, call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions at 608-649-4488.
Dairy Hardware is your one-stop shop for everything, from basic home repairs to large remodeling projects. You'll find sporting goods, small home appliances, and a wide selection of everyday tools ready to go. They cut keys, thread pipe, repair windows, rent rug shampooers, and offer free paint color matching. Stop in today to check out special sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proudly serving the Spring Green area with true hometown values.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Sprint Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, we help you live life to the fullest. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour and see why Sprint Woodland Hills feels like home.
Taking a look at sports today, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Manny Machado hit a two-run home run. Mason Miller dominated again. And the San Diego Padres beat the Chicago Cubs 3-0 yesterday to send their National League wildcard series to a decisive third game. Jackson Merrill hit an early sacrifice fly as San Diego avoided elimination after losing 3-1 on Tuesday night. So, round three back at Wrigley Field Thursday. The playoff-tested Padres looking for a repeat of 2020 when they dropped game one in the wildcard round before advancing with two straight victories. Elsewhere yesterday, the Dodgers 8, Cincinnati 4. It was the Yankees beating Boston 4-3 and Cleveland over Detroit 6-1. NHL preseason action continued yesterday. The NBA preseason gets underway already tonight. How about that? And New York Jets running back Braylon Allen is seeking a second opinion on a knee injury that could sideline him for weeks. Coach Aaron Glenn describes it as pretty serious. That is a look at sports today.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
Oh, yes, friends, it's time for us to really kick it in gear today with the aerobic polka, which is fueled by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z. Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
You bet. Here we go with the aerobic polka. Ouch. Okay, I'm stretched out. Here we go. One and a two and a... there you go. That was called a Good Morning Polka from Don Peachy. Hello there, friends. On a Thursday, Phil Nee with you on the Light in the Milk House show. We're headed toward highs of 82 today. Another warm one tomorrow, 88, maybe near 90 Saturday. I'll have to check and see what the record is for that day, October 4th, because it's going to be pretty close, I would guess, the next couple of days. The record high for today, let's see, October 2nd's record high is 94, so we won't get that today, but it'll be warm again up near 82. 49 currently at the WRCO studios. Here's Lefty Frizzell.
If you got the money, I've got the time. We'll go honky-tonking and we'll have a time. We'll make all the night spots dance, drink beer and wine. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. There ain't no use to tarry, so let's start out tonight. We'll spread joy, oh boy, and we'll spread it right. We'll have more fun, baby, all the way down the line. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. Leave my wreck behind. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. Yes, we'll go honky-tonk and make every club in town. We'll go to the park where it's dark. We won't fool around. But if you run short of money, I'll run short of time. 'Cause you with no more money, honey, I've no more time. Drank beer and wine. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time.
Well, I got a friend named Whiskey Sam. He was my boony rat buddy for a year and now. He said, I think my country got a little off track. Took him 25 years to welcome me back. But it's better than not coming back at all. Many a good man I saw fall. And even now, every time I dream, I hear the men and the monkeys in the jungle scream. Drive on, it don't mean nothing. My children love me, but they don't understand. And I got a woman who knows her man. Drive on, it don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing. Drive on. Well, I remember one night, Tex and me, rappled in on a hot LZ. We had our 16s on rock and roll, and with all of that fire, I was scared and cold. I was crazy, and I was wild, and I have seen the tiger smile. I spit in a bamboo viper's face, and I'd be dead, but by God's grace, drive on. It don't mean nothing. My children love me, but they don't understand. And I got a woman who knows her man. Drive on. It don't mean nothing, it don't mean nothing. Drive on. It was a slow walk in a sad rain, and nobody tried to be John Wayne. I came home, but Tex did not, and I can't talk about the hit he got. But I got a little limp now when I walk, and I got a little tremolo when I talk. But my letter read from Whiskey Sam, you're a walking, talking miracle from Vietnam. Drive on. It don't mean nothing. My children love me, but they don't understand. And I got a woman who knows her man. Drive on. It don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing. Drive on.
Classic Johnny Cash on WRCO and Drive On. Again, today's forecast calls for a high of 82 degrees. And after a midnight reading of 60, we're at 49 in Richland Center on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. It is 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Shut down, trickle down. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Thanks to three modes of action against corn rootworm, Pioneer brand Vorceed Enlist corn averages 7.1 bushels per acre across over 24,000 comparisons versus its top competitors. Your best year starts with Pioneer. Some farmers say the latest federal government shutdown makes a difficult economic situation even worse.
But basically, we're numb because our biggest focus right now is getting the crop in.
But Central Illinois farmer Rob Schaefer says the uncertainty is piling up.
Is there anybody negotiating a China trade deal? What's this going to do to the FSA offices or like crop insurance? You know, in the middle of harvest, if we've got a claim, we can still call our agents. Okay, but if we need a payment, that kind of stuff, you know, will that get paid out?
Eastern Iowa farmer Dave Walton tells Brownfield this isn't the first time he's experienced a shutdown, but it's likely the most inconvenient.
We're in the middle of harvest, so those guys that are going in getting storage loans and things like that, they're going to have to wait till we're up and running again for those to happen, and might cause a considerable cash flow issue for some.
The USDA has temporarily furloughed nearly half of its employees as part of the government shutdown, and ag lobbyist Randy Russell tells Brownfield that will impact some farm programs.
As we understand it, our PLC, mandatory conservation programs, all those payments that would normally, any payment that is scheduled to go out right now will be temporarily delayed.
Farmers are also losing access to new loans, conservation planning, and key USDA reports. U.S. soybean prices responded higher to a social media post from President Trump that said soybeans will be a major topic of discussion when the U.S. meets with China next month.
The post itself basically added another nickel to the market.
Angie Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting tells Brownfield.
A lot of what had really frustrated farmers and ag industry members here over the last couple major high-level tariff conversations or trade conversations was soybeans had not even been discussed. In this instance here, he says soybeans are going to be the major topic of discussion. Make soybeans and other row crops great again.
And a family with more than 200 years of farming heritage in northeast Pennsylvania started over in Kansas and is this year's World Dairy Expo Dairy Producers of the Year. Brownfield's Larry Lee has their story.
Ken McCarty tells Brownfield that in the 1990s, his parents recognized their 250-cow operation would probably not be able to support them and their next generation.
They looked for an area to grow or an opportunity for our family to stay within the dairy industry. And that kind of led us to looking, or them, I should say, all over the United States.
Now Ken, his three older brothers, and other family members milk 20,000 cows on four farms in Kansas.
Growth for us and the future for us is really about improvement.
From World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
And I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Always up early, always getting the job done, always working as hard as you can, always pushing for more, because you never settle. For farmers who seek outstanding performance they can count on, the only brand is DeKalb Corn, featuring a broad portfolio of products precision bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand, never settle. See us at DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Direct cash cattle ended the day with some business and cash hogs closed lower. Good morning, I'm Kellen Havikin with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle traded a few deals reported in Nebraska at $360 on addressed basis, $5 lower than last week's weighted averages. Some asking prices started around $237 to $240 in the south and $365 in the north. More trade volume is expected Thursday and Friday. At the Ogallala Livestock Auction in Nebraska, compared to 2 weeks ago, steers were $3 to $10 higher over 700 pounds, and heifers were steady to $8 lower over 650 pounds. The USDA says demand was good to moderate on a nice selection. Feeder supply included 57% steers, and 98% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers 774 to 794 pounds brought $390 with an average price of $390. Medium and large one feeder heifers 807 to 832 pounds brought $399 to $352 with an average price of $345.34. Box beef closed lower. Choice was $2.56 lower at $368.47 and select was 36 cents lower at $346.89. Estimated cattle slaughter was 115,000 head. Cash hogs were steady to sharply lower with light to moderate closing negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. It looks like most buyers have the needed near-term numbers in hand after the aggressive business Tuesday, which featured a large, very negotiated run at basically steady prices. Barrows and gilts of the National Daily Direct closed 182 lower with a base range of $95 to $103 with a weighted average price of $143. Iowa, Minnesota closed 185 lower with a weighted average price of $159. Western Corn Belt 219 lower with a weighted average price of $124. Butcher hogs were steady to lower at the Midwest cash markets. Barrows and gilts were steady at $72. Sows were steady to $2 lower at $61 to $69. At Illinois, barrows and gilts were steady at $63 to $73. Pork values closed 199 lower at $108.35. Bellies were sharp lower. Loins, butts, ribs, and hams were lower. Picnics were higher. Estimated hog slaughter was 490,000 head. At the CME, live and feeder cattle ended the Wednesday session mixed on spread activity. The mixed midday move in box beef and traders waiting for widespread direct business to get underway. And lean hog futures were lower, pressured by the steady to lower cash during the session and the lower midday move in pork. I'm Kellen Havikin for Brownfield.
Direct cattle trade Thursday was mostly a 230 live and 360 dressed. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans closed higher on some cautious trade optimism. November beans are up 11 and a quarter at 1013. January was 10 and three quarters higher at 1031. On short covering, December corn was up a penny at 416 and a half, and March was three quarters higher at 432 and three quarters. Live and feeder cattle were mixed, waiting for widespread direct business. December live was down 27 at 234.50, and February held at 237.17. November feeders were down $1.75 at 357.60. And hogs were pressured by the cash and wholesale business during the session. December lean was down $1.82 at 86.90. The February contract was 127 lower at 89.02. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange, a family-owned auction business, hosts the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning at 9. This week's sale is all beef and new crop yearling cattle only, featuring red-hided cattle and accepting all breeds of beef. No Holsteins at this auction. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all across the country. Remember, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning at 8:30. For more information on all sales, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
Inflation is closing the price gap between conventional foods and the organic natural food category. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support help turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. I'm a fix-it-yourselfer, but I also know there are times when I'm in over my head. My wife has a saying, will anything bad happen? If the answer is even maybe, then call a professional. Too many farmers have gotten hurt or killed by trying to fix a problem themselves. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Few farmers in America have a higher public profile than Joel Salatin. He's a prominent advocate for the type of farming he does, including grass-fed beef and pastured poultry and pork, at Polyface Farm in Northeast Virginia. And Salatin points out that rising retail food prices have made organic and natural foods pricing more attractive for consumers.
We actually post comparisons in our retail store and in our website with other things, and very, very price competitive, if not on a lot of things, lower. In fact, during COVID, we were half the price of the meat in the grocery store.
Salatin looks at the closing price gap as an opportunity for consumers to try natural options.
Food is basically a problem pit stop between the important things in life. And you go to any other country in the world and they've got cultural food icons, you know. But in America, food tends to be looked at as just bodily fuel to power you while you go do your business. And we do not have that kind of honoring food culture. Once we can change that, and it's one awareness at a time, people finally get it.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
I'm Nicole Passweb with Brownfield's Daily Update. As the weather gets cooler, a veterinarian says it's time to prepare for identifying and treating respiratory problems in livestock. Brownfield's Larry Lee has this report from the World Dairy Expo.
Kurt Vlietstra from Beringer Ingelheim tells Brownfield, the massive temperature swings with warm days and cool nights makes it difficult to prevent respiratory illnesses in cattle.
There's quite often some heavy fogs and a lot of humidity in the air, and that's perfect conditions. The big swings will stress the animals, and that moisture in the environment is great to harbor bacteria and help them be transmitted animal to animal.
Vlietstra says calves that are slow to drink, not eating as much, or older animals that are not as aggressively eating could have respiratory problems and might need examination by a veterinarian.
It's getting to be a little bit more common for producers to be working with their veterinarians to actually ultrasound the calves' lungs and find those subclinical animals before they get really sick.
Vlietstra says some farms ramp up their vaccination programs at this time of year to help prevent respiratory illnesses. From Madison, Wisconsin, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has announced conditional approval of the first parasite control product that prevents and treats New World screwworm in cattle. According to Zoetis, their new product treats infestations and prevents reinfestation for 21 days. Cash dairy prices were mixed, mostly higher at midweek on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange as a lower dollar incentivized buyers. Dry whey was down 0.75 cents at 64 cents, blocks up 3.5 cents at $1.78.5, barrels up 3.5 cents at $1.72.5, butter up 1.5 cents at $1.72.5, and non-fed dry milk up 0.5 cents at $1.16.25. I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Looking for a seed buying experience that's more humanized? Ready to trade a company that's oversized for an independent brand that's right-sized? Searching for elite hybrids that have been optimized, tested in your geography, and localized? Did we run out of words that rhyme, so now we have to use metaphysicized? Maybe so. But if you answered yes to any of these questions, then it's probably time you get Wiffleized. Choose Wiffle's hybrids this season, and let's get familiarized.
Harvest more savings with Case IH Genuine Parts at Johnson Tractor. Get 5% back when you spend $1,000 or more on OEM lubricants and filters with your Productivity Plus account, plus $100 off harvesting kits and camera systems for every $1,000 spent. New customers earn a $50 statement credit after $500 in purchases and enjoy no interest, no payments for 90 days on qualifying Case IH parts. Count on Case IH Genuine Parts only at Johnson Tractor.
Good morning from WRCO. Your Thursday forecast, a high of 82, partly cloudy to sunny and warm today. Southeast to south winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and mild, a low of 59. Friday, mostly sunny with record heat possible and a high of 88. Right now we're at an overnight low. It is 49 degrees in Richland Center.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
It's early, it's local, it's strong, just like your coffee. Brouhaha powers the Light in the Milk House show, only on WRCO.
We're getting those chores going today. On a Thursday, this is Highway 101.
Darling, were you listening when I called you late last night? Or did the sleep get in your eyes? Did it blind me from your sight? Was it hard for you to speak? And did you tell her she was sleeping in the bed you made for me? And did you tell her she was sleeping in the bed you made for me? Did she light my satin sheets? And did you sing her to sleep? And my pillow that she slept on, did it bring her a sweet dream? Did you tell her she was sleeping in the bed you made for me? The pillow that you made for me, it was soft with feather down. And the headboard, it came from an old house that was bound to be torn down.
can wipe out a memory, but it only hurts my head. Maybe some dancing will pick me up, but the best song always ends. Now I'm down to telling myself time is a fool's best friend.
Dr. Time, have mercy on me. Don't wait too long, set me free. Dr. Time, I'm counting on you. You're the only one who can pull me through.
Hard work can fill up the hours, it don't feel this big. Court says a phone call can bring forgiveness, she'd hang up again. Gotta give me something to forget her every time I lay down. There ain't a night goes by I don't wish I'd wake up a year from now.
Dr. Time, mercy on me. Don't wait too long, set me free. Dr. Time, I'm counting on you. You're the only one who can pull me through.
Time, tell the truth, you're the only one I trust. Many weeks until I leave this heartache in the dust.
Dr. Time, have mercy on me. Don't wait too long, set me free. Dr. Time, I'm counting on you. You're the only one who can pull me through.
Trevino and Dr. Time. Sometimes that Dr. Time catches up with you, but so does Dr. Pepper. If you have too many of those, whatever. Hey, it's good to be along with you today. We'll check for forecast details for what could be a record-breaking weekend. Tony Schumacher checks in with his expert report here from WRCO in just a little bit today.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Wilkinson Auctions is getting you ready for fall with two sporting goods and firearms auctions. We have a collection of over 40 guns at the Hillsboro Auction Yard on Saturday, October 11th, and over 80 guns at the Muscadet Auction Yard on Friday, October 17th. And we're taking consignments of sporting goods, cars, trucks, UTVs, and more. Two sporting goods auctions, Saturday, October 11th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard, and Friday, October 17th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM ShowTech, Biozyme VitaFirm, and Early Bird Show feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, Sunglow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
The Shoebox was voted Madison's favorite shoe store, and they have what you need for back-to-school shoes. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox. With all the latest styles for teachers, coaches, and especially the students, the Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Comfort for your ears, community for your soul.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it's another very quiet and mild start to the day here for this time of the year. Looks like unseasonably warm weather will stick around through the weekend. Then we'll see some big changes early next week as colder air comes in from the northwest, making it feel more typical for October. Some record high temperatures are possible tomorrow and Saturday across the region. In Richland Center, the record high tomorrow, 87, set back in 1922. Also 87 degrees for the record on Saturday, set back in 1967. We will notice the wind speeds increasing this weekend, and that'll make some high fire danger, so please be very careful with any activities that could cause a spark. Now, there will be a small chance of a shower late Sunday as a cool front approaches, a bit higher chance into early Monday, and there could be a third system coming through Monday night into early Tuesday with a bit of moisture. Here's that forecast for today, partly cloudy to sunny and warm with a high near 82 degrees, southeast to south wind 5 to 10. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, dropping just to 59 degrees. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny with record heat possible, reaching the upper 80s, south to southwest wind 7 to 15. Friday night's low 62, lots of stars expected. On Saturday, mostly sunny, breezy, and hot for this time of the year. Record highs once again getting up around 89 degrees. South wind between 10 and 20. As we go into Sunday, partly sunny, still rather warm. It will be windy with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm by evening. Low 61, high near 84. Monday mostly cloudy and sharply cooler. 50% chance of showers in the early morning. Low at 53, high 68. Chance of rain again Monday night into Tuesday morning. Tuesday's high just 64. And Wednesday, dry weather, high 59. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good morning.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
48 right now in Richland Center. Yesterday's high was 82. Record high, 94 in 1976. Record low, 22 in 2003. Last year's high, 72, and the low was 36. Sunset will occur this evening at 6:41. Sunrise time this morning will be at 7 o'clock. The air is calm, barometer at 30.15, and no precipitation today. It was 60 at midnight. We are down from that, it is 48 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Our update from ABC News is next. It is sponsored by the Homesteader Store. Passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. And by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered. Save big on Case IH genuine parts and service at Johnson Tractor. Right now, get up to 35% off electric guidance bundles and 25% off hydraulic bundles. Plus, save $1,000 on accuracy unlocks with RTK Plus and up to $3,000 on connectivity bundles. Trade in for up to 50% off precision.